the administrative staff to put together by December where we are with the parks plan, achievements that we've accomplished, and also where it matches up with the urban trail plan, and to show how things could not be done without doing other things first, and put together that type of plan. We really want to be able to show Jackson County how the fairgrounds has changed, what we've accomplished on that plan that was created by the Fair Board back in 15 and 16, the master plan for that area, that park, and to also lay to rest concerns within the community that we're going to be tearing down a bunch of barns and just putting a trail in. That's not at all what we're going to be doing.
Yeah. Steve, is it hard to push ahead with that master plan in this COVID environment?
Well, in the COVID environment, it will be interesting to see directions and to be conservative with it. It'll just be smaller things being done.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, an example of that is, again, we trained employees on new machinery down at the fairgrounds. We've been using that kind of as a training ground for operators of equipment. Going forward, we'll continue probably that type of operation, which coincidentally aligns with being able to pave things and that type of stuff, because you do have to get experience operating stuff before you put somebody out on the road with that multi-million dollar equipment.